Women outperform men when it comes to recognizing faces. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Isabelle Gautier, professor of radiology and radiological sciences at Vanderbilt University, delves into her research on this topic.
Vision is shaped by our experiences, and we tend to do better with faces we see most often. But women generally perform better on face recognition tasks, regardless of the faces they are asked to recognize. To test whether gender differences are driven by experience, we asked if looking at different kinds of toy faces during childhood might leave a lasting trace in people's face recognition abilities. We asked over 200 adults about their experience playing with Barbies and Transformers. As expected, women reported playing more with Barbies and men with Transformers. We measured the recognition ability of our participants for human faces, Barbie faces, Transformer faces, and also how well they could recognize cars. For each category, we gave participants 6 images to study, followed by a series of trials showing 3 images, one from the initial set and 2 that they hadn't seen before. And participants had to find the correct face or object. Women outperform men with the faces of Barbie dolls, whereas men, for the first time, outperform women with a category of faces, those of Transformers. Because men were also better than women at recognizing cars, we asked if Transformers were simply more like objects, because men sometimes have an advantage with non-face object recognition. But comparing recognition abilities across people, we found that we could predict Transformer recognition better using scores with faces than using scores with cars. In other words, toy faces, including those of Transformers, are processed more like faces than objects by our visual system. This work helps understand gender differences in perceptual skills critical in many domains, from reading fingerprints or x-rays to recruiting the best security officials.
That was Isabelle Gautier of Vanderbilt University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.